Crystal People Stokes has introduced a bill in the state assembly that, if passed, would give control of Buffalo schools to the mayor's office in Buffalo. Looking to introduce a similar bill in the Senate will be Democratic Senator Tim Kennedy of Buffalo, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. Great. Let's get right into this bill, Senator. And what would you see as the benefit of the mayor's office having control of Buffalo schools?
Well, first and foremost, this is the same bill that the Assemblywoman is carrying on the other side. And we are working very hard to bring accountability back to an educational system that unfortunately has become unhinged and simply isn't working. This is a mayoral intervention model that we're proposing that really brings accountability into the system. It is creating a 9-member board appointed by the mayor, all with educational expertise, focusing on creating an environment where the board is working together to put our students' best interests in mind.
And of course, like you said, it would be a new board. It would replace the current board. Now, that board has a new majority that just was elected about a year ago, led by Carl Palladino, Larry Quinn among them. And one of their parts of their agenda is charter schools. I'm just curious. Some would say that maybe this move is a way to block that agenda. Would you agree with that notion?
No, I believe that most importantly, we need to put our students first in every decision that's being made. And unfortunately, we've seen not only with this board, but I think it's been exacerbated with this board, a sense of chaos that's ensued within the Buffalo Board of Education. But this has been happening for many, many years, decades, some would argue. And so it's not about this current board. It's about the system that is broken and is not working for our students. And so we need to replace that with a system that creates accountability, a system that works to give our children the best quality education possible, a world-class education, and reinstitutes a sense of credibility into the most important aspect of our children's lives here in the city of Buffalo, and that's their education.
Back to that agenda, though, that I mentioned from the current majority about charter schools. Do you have a specific stance on charter schools?
Yeah, look, at charter schools, as long as charter schools are working, but there's been so many charter schools that have been put forward that have broken and have not worked. And simply what they've done is put a drain on public education. We need to put a focus on making on ensuring that our children have a public education system that works, that's funded appropriately. One of the things that we've been fighting for is ensuring that the proper funding is in place for our public school system, not just here in the city of Buffalo, but across the state. And at times, the charter schools have drained that funding because it comes from the same source. That being said, though, there are charter schools that have worked, and we just have to make sure that entirely the system works. And this isn't about fighting an agenda down at City Hall. This is about ensuring that we put in place a system that works for our children for the long term.
And then a final question here, Senator. The Buffalo News had a report this morning that indicated that some individuals are already maneuvering to try to take leadership roles in this potential mayoral takeover of Buffalo schools. And I'm just curious, are there specific individuals? John Colmo was one of the names that was mentioned in the article. Are there individuals that you would like to see involved in this new school board if, in fact, this bill did pass the Senate and the Assembly?
Well, I think first things first. I think the legislation needs to pass. And once the legislation is passed, then we can have a conversation about who the mayor then will be appointing. And there are many, many individuals that would bring a strong sense of focus and determination to our education system here. Remember, this is just a 2-year process. This has a 2-year sunset. It brings accountability through the mayor's office into the system that unfortunately has broken. We're not going into this blindly. If you look at cities like Boston, New York, Chicago, Cleveland, where student performance has been bolstered after shifting from an elected school board to one appointed by the mayor, this is a system that we know that works. And there's actually been studies across the board that have shown that the classroom improvement was made especially among children from impoverished neighborhoods. So just like anything, this is a process. It's a process that I believe in. I believe it's worth fighting for. Our children's future is at stake. The future of our entire community is at stake. And every single child should be provided access to a school in good standing, a place where their parents will know that their kids are going to get a top-notch education. And we're going to do everything in our power to not only help that the city of Buffalo has this incredible economic renaissance, but that our education system has a renaissance that it needs as well to give our community and our children the strong foundation that they need to succeed. And this is a model that I believe strongly will work for our community moving forward. And with that said, after 2 years, we can look back to see if it works, review the process, and if so, we should continue with it. And if not, then we can revert back to the system as we have today.
State Senator Tim Kennedy, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.